Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A tiny grocery opens in the Lawncrest neighborhood of Northeast Philadelphia.
The dream that I had, it actually is like coming into fruition.
It might be on a corner, but it's not your typical corner store.
I wanted to make it more like a luxury pantry rather than just your corner store.
And the owner doesn't expect to stop there.
We are not just opening up a store. We are starting a movement. So this won't be the only one, mark my words.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets in Northeast Philadelphia, 600 Brill Street with Yasmin Brown at Bee's Tiny Market. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So where does the name come from? Is bee a person or an insect?
It's an insect. It's one of my favorite insects. I like all flying, most flying insects, like ladybugs, bumblebees, but ladybugs and bumblebees are my two favorites. I already dedicated something to my ladybugs, so this one is dedicated to bumblebees.
Well, you need the bees for the fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely. So that was definitely one of those things that drew me to this name.
So this doesn't look like your typical corner market.
No, it doesn't. It's full of vegetables. We're about 45% produce, fresh produce. We are going to have just about everything that you're looking for. We do carry meat. So we have ground meats, chicken, things like that, bacon, turkey bacon. We also have your bread, your cheeses, just about everything that you can make a full meal. And that's one of the biggest things that we wanted to do, was make sure that there was healthy food and healthy things that you can get really close to you at your corner, right?
Tell me about the renovations, because this looks bright and modern and clean and beautiful.
So it actually, when we decided to lease the space, it was already like renovated. But one of the things that we did do was design it. So the design behind me is our tile wall. And that was something that I really wanted to put in here to brighten it up and to change the idea of what your corner store is supposed to be or look like. And so I wanted to make it more like a luxury pantry, rather than, you know, just your corner store. So it's inviting, it's bright, it's light, and it's not exclusive, right? It's very inclusive. And that was the design, just what I was thinking about for this specific design.
All the colors, I have to say, of the fruits and the vegetables in the middle really draw you in.
Yeah. Actually, that was my husband's idea, so I'm going to make sure that I put that out, because it was a big debate between he and I.
Oh, really? How did that conversation go?
Well, because I was like, what if it's going to be too crowded and there's going to be, you know, it's going to be such a big fixture in the middle? And he was like, I don't think so. I think it's going to be really great, and I think you'll have enough room to go in the refrigerators and all of that. And so we just tested it out. We went to a lot of different places and decided on what sizes and things like that we would have. And we were able to like replicate that with other fixtures as well. So everything pretty much looks very similar and the same.
So how do you choose what you have in here? Do you think like, oh, what am I going to make for dinner? What do I like to use?
Yeah, well, that's one of the first things that I do, because I wanted to make sure that we have something for every single meal. My mom's a chef, so I know about food a lot. And so that's one of the things that I was like, okay, We need to have fresh herbs. We need to have make sure that we have tomatoes and garlic and ginger, because all of those things are things that we want to have in our kitchen, but sometimes it's too far and we don't get to have all of those things right then and there. And so I think that it's very important that we don't just buy the fresh items during Thanksgiving, right? We buy them every day so that we can maintain our health.
What's this neighborhood like? Is there access to fresh fruits and vegetables nearby?
So there isn't. In maybe about a 10 to 15 block radius, there's really no fresh foods and things like that. So I thought that this was like the best thing to put here. That was like the main thing. We were like, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? And this neighborhood's really cool. The community's really cool. I just joined the Longcrest community. They have community meetings every third Thursday of the month. And I love coming to those meetings and really dealing with the community. So when I learned about the community and I learned about the people and this building, it actually used to be a grocery store, and it hasn't been anything since. So I'm kind of just bringing it right back. In the 70s all the way up until 93, this was a grocery store, and then nothing for all of that time.
It was just vacant?
Vacant, completely vacant. And here we are full circle back and having another grocery store here. And so the community is extremely excited about it. I'm extremely excited about it. And I'm happy that the dream that I had, it actually is like coming into fruition. And it's also something that the community really wants. And that was one of the biggest parts of my dream, right? Is like actually being able to do something that people want and people want to have here. So.
Could this be the new trend in corner stores? Because this looks like a beautiful boutique corner store, not just like a bodega full of like packaged foods.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. When I started this project, I said to my husband from the very beginning, because it was a little tough getting this place, I said to my husband, we are starting a movement, right? We are starting a movement. We are not just opening up a store. We are starting a movement. So this won't be the only one. Mark my words. There will be another Beast Tiny Market somewhere in the city. I'm hoping in the next year or two.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Why have corner stores shied away, do you think, from fresh fruits and vegetables and focusing on fresh ingredients?
It's expensive. It's not something that is cheap, right? And you have to figure out how you're going to manage your loss. And sometimes that may be a little difficult for people just coming in trying to resell. It was a little difficult for me. I had to kind of figure out what I was going to do and how I was going to manage that. And it's very difficult to manage if you don't have the background. But I have about 18 years background in management and grocery management and retail management. So I am able to come up with how I'm going to manage my loss, but some people don't have that same experience that I have.
So what do you do? Because vegetables have just a certain shelf life, and that's it.
And that's
maybe a couple days, maybe a week.
So our groceries will not, or fresh produce will not last more than 3 days in the store. After 3 days, we'll be donating to Fill Abundance, and then we also, things that are still, of course, fresh, we will be adding into our prepared meals. So we do have prepared meals that are going to be in our facility. It's going to be full single serve meals like salmon and chicken and mashed potatoes and green beans and collard greens and things like that. Those things have a longer shelf life, so then we'll be able to funnel those into our prepared meals.
And soups?
And soups, of course. Soups.
I can definitely see how you can make soups with the tomatoes and the mm-hmm. potatoes and the garlic and the onion.
Yep. So that was one of the main ways that we were going to manage our risk, because I think that that's the biggest thing. And also the prepared meals are going to be helping people who don't necessarily have time to cook dinner all the time. So we'll have family size meals, and we'll also have single serve size meals.
What is your background? Tell me a little bit about, you know, how you thought to do this, or what, where you worked before.
Okay. So, well, when this idea came to mind, I've always wanted to open up something, a store or something like that. But the idea of what store I wanted to open came when I started working for Instacart. I worked for Instacart as a shift lead for their in-store operations. And then I moved up to site manager. I managed about 17 warehouse locations. I worked there for 6.5, going on 7 years. And just being around the food, we originally started out in Whole Foods. So being around that food all the time and talking to people and just learning how a grocery store works was like the biggest thing for me. It was the most exciting thing for me. And I have such a passion for helping people and doing things for people. And something that my mom always says is like, if you can fix it, fix it, right? And so this has just been one of those things that I wanted to fix. And every time I drive past something, I'm going, that could be a store. That could be this. That could be that. And I'm always thinking like that. So because of that, this just came to me and I said, this is the goal that I'm going to work towards. And I've been working towards it for about 3.5 years now.
So what's the difference between managing a grocery store and managing a corner store?
It's actually not that different. There's really no difference. All of it is retail, right?
So what do you need to know if you want to do it your healthy, fresh way, as opposed to the previous way of all the packaged stuff and the tight shelves?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking when I think of a corner store, not this beautiful, bright area.
Thank you. Vegetables are not cheap. Right? So you need to figure out how to repurpose them. Every business figures out how to repurpose their perishables. No grocery store does not repurpose their perishables. So if you think about like an Acme or a Whole Foods even, anything that they can save, they save. And so that's why you have prepared meals at Whole Foods and you have prepared in the salad bars and things like that. It's because they are repurposing the things that might be going out next week, right? So that they can make sure that they can sell it. So those are the main things that you want to think about.
That's also the secret to saving money at home, using all the food in the refrigerator.
Every single thing.
And restaurants have specials.
Have specials. So it's all about making people want what you have. Providing what they need. And sometimes that doesn't always mean that they know what they need, right? Sometimes giving them the access to something new helps them go, wait a minute. I love having all of these fresh vegetables that I can come and get. And when they wake up in the morning and they say, I want a fresh omelet, right? I don't have to but I have to go a mile and a half away. I get in my car. I have to go all the way here and I can't get all of the things that I need. And so I want to make sure that they can do that. Because I'm the biggest person that wants to wake up in the morning and just go to the corner. So that was one of the biggest things. It was like, maybe I'm selfish. It was one of those things that I wanted, right, to have as a consumer. And so I just made sure that I could provide that for other people.
What are you most excited about with the opening?
The community. I just want them to see it. It's been a long time coming. They've been passing by since September. They've known about it and just they haven't seen it. So I think that they're going to be extremely excited to see what this place looks like.
What's been the most difficult part? How long has it taken you to get everything up and going?
Since June, I began to lease this place. So it's been about 7 or 8 months now. And the hardest thing was because this was so vacant for so long, like getting the variance again for this place and being nervous about it. But it actually became a blessing because once I got the variance, I was able to meet the community and I was able to do all of those things that I wouldn't have been able to necessarily do or I wouldn't have done had I not needed to get my variance. So like meeting the community and being around such great people and such nice people, that was like the best part, but also the most difficult because I'm also nervous, right? You're nervous to be around people. And
are they going to accept me?
Yes, exactly. Are they going to accept me? Are they going to be excited?
What kind of feedback did you get?
Everybody's so excited. They've never even heard of a concept like this. So I had to reach for different concepts to put them all together so that they could really imagine what this place would be like.
How did you describe it to the community?
So, and I'm going to shout out a couple of other businesses in Philadelphia, if that's okay. Row House Grocery, it's in South Philadelphia. That was the best way for me to be able to kind of describe what Bee's Tiny Market would be because they have fresh food. They have good food. They have things from Philadelphia local vendors and all of those things. So it was definitely being able to see that my dream would make it, right? That was like the biggest thing. So I used definitely them as like one of the big ways for them to really see and understand what this place would be like. I also use Snap Kitchen. I'm not sure if you know about Snap Kitchen because they have the prepared meals and that's
all. We covered them.
Yeah, that's all they sell, right? And so I wanted them to kind of understand what types of prepared meals. So if you think about Snap Kitchen, we will have very similar single serve prepared meals. We're going to up it a little bit by having family meals and things like that. And a lot of homey type meals, mashed potatoes, rice. Wild rice, saffron rice, things that people are like, this is like homey. I'm going to get a home cooked meal, even if I just come and get it to microwave at home.
So who's cooking?
Me and my mom.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, Beast Tiny Market is, by the time people hear it, it's going to be open. Mm-hmm. It's been several months in the making, and it's here at 600 Brill Street in Northeast Philadelphia. Yasmeen Brown is the owner. Stop on by and say hello, and I'm sure she'll be thrilled to meet her neighbors. Are you expecting mostly neighbors?
I'm expecting a lot of neighbors. I'm also expecting people. I have a couple of followers on Instagram that are definitely going to be coming, and some of the vendors that that I keep in the store now will be coming. So I'm hoping it'll be a really nice event. So if you're coming to the grand opening, it's January 29th, Saturday, January 29th, and we'll have cake, and there'll be checkout games. We'll have games for the children and little small prizes for you.
And Philly vendors populating the store. Like what are some of the brands?
So we have Fishtown Pickles. We also have Bassett's Ice Cream. We'll be carrying Pee Wee's Ice Cream, which is a vegan ice cream, which is really awesome. And they're out of New Jersey, but they're like in Philly, and they just bought a place in New Jersey, I guess, because the rent is cheaper, you know. But of course, those are who we have so far. Oh, I'm sorry. And we have French Toast Bites. We have their coffee and their seasoning.
She's getting big. She's blowing
up. Huge. I'm so proud of her. And every time I look at her, it's just more of an inspiration of how we can grow, right? As Black entrepreneurs, that's one of the biggest things. I'm just watching us, and we're continuously growing, and it just is so inspirational and so inspiring.
And there's support when they're Black business owners and then Black store owners. Mm-hmm. That's the way the support happens.
Exactly. And so that was one of the problems that we needed to fix, is making sure that we can support each other. Philly local brands, as well as Black brands and women-owned and LGBTQ, we all need to support each other.
Mm-hmm. Yasmeen Brown, congratulations, and thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.